A recent study conducted in Italy suggests that millions of middle-aged individuals have been incorrectly led to believe that they are not obese. The study, which focused on body fat rather than weight in relation to height, argues that using a lower cutoff for obesity would provide a more accurate representation of those affected. As people age, muscle mass decreases and fat accumulates around organs in the waist area, often without any change in weight. The challenge lies in finding a tool that can easily screen for obesity. The standard method of categorizing weight is by calculating body mass index, BMI, which involves dividing an adult's weight in kilograms by the square of their height in meters. A BMI of 18.5 to 25 is considered healthy, 25 to 29 suggests being overweight, and 30 or above indicates obesity. While BMI is a quick and widely used method supported by the World Health Organization, WHO, it cannot differentiate between fat, muscle, and bone. The Italian study, which examined 4,800 adults aged 40 to 80, proposed an alternative approach of measuring body fat percentage. The results showed that when body fat percentage was calculated using scans, a significantly higher percentage of individuals were found to be obese compared to their BMI classification. The researchers argue that continuing to use the WHO standard for obesity screening may result in missing many middle-aged and older adults who are at risk for obesity-related diseases such as type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and certain cancers. They suggest using a BMI of 27 as the new cutoff point for defining obesity in the future. However, further studies in different countries are needed to confirm these findings. Additionally, the study did not consider the distribution of fat in individuals' bodies or the dietary and exercise habits, which could influence their risk of obesity. While BMI is unlikely to be replaced in the near future due to its cost-effectiveness compared to body fat scans, researchers and experts suggest that alternative definitions of obesity that include waist circumference and specific signs and symptoms of excess weight may provide more informative results. The search for a simple and accessible tool to screen for obesity continues.